Just one halakha on the laws of Netilat Yadayim. We're all familiar with the fact that before one sits down to a seudah with bread, of course he has to make Netilat Yadayim. Our question is today, if let's say in the middle of the seudah, for some reason his hands became dirty. For example, the Ben Ish Chai says, "Mi shenaga be'emsa seudah b'shok v'yarech." Let's say he touched the places of the parts of the body that are usually covered. For example, he stuck his hand down his back to scratch his back. Or for that matter, he lifted the bottom of his pants in order to scratch, let's say, his leg. Now those places are usually covered. Halakha normally says when a person touches any of those places that are normally covered, he would have to make Netilat Yadayim without a beracha in order to continue learning or making further berachot. So the question is, if he did that during the Seudah, does he have to make another Netilat Yadayim? The Ben Ish Chai says he clearly does. However, he does not make a beracha. This is quite common. A guy sitting in the middle of the meal and he starts to scratch his head. So when a person scratches his head, his hands become pasul at that point. And therefore the deen would be, he must get up in the middle of the seudah and make netilat yadayim again. Of course the Ben Ish Chai says without a beracha. Now let's say he only scratched his back for the case we gave with one of his hands, so he only would have to wash that one hand. He would not have to wash both of them. But the point is, the Ben Ish Chai says that this netilat yadayim is mandatory, even though they are not making a beracha. Furthermore, the question would be, if let's say a person fell asleep in the middle of the seudah, it's quite common on a Friday night, when the seudah, let's say, especially in the summer months where it's late, well the truth is any Friday night, even in the winter months, people are tired, and therefore he dozes off in the middle of the seudah. So the Ben Ish Chai says, if it's less than a, for example, let's say less than a half hour, then he would not have to wash his hands at all. But anything more than that, that's really more than a doze, then already he would have to make the Netilat Yadayim again without a beracha. Last question he discusses is, let's say a person prays in the middle of a seudah. That would happen, let's say, in the case Purim, for example, where they're in the middle of the seudah and they want to break the seudah and pray mincha. Or they want to pray arbit in the middle of the seudah of Purim. Let's give you an example. So there's a big machloket. Does the tefillah make a break in the action that would cause you to have to make the Netilat Yadayim again after the tefillah? The Ben Ish Chai brings two opinions, and he says if there's water readily available, then of course you should make the Netilat Yadayim again without a beracha, but if not, one does not have to be mahmid. He could rely on the lenient opinion. So let's review the three cases again. If he touches a part of his body that's normally uncovered, then according to everybody, you have to make the Netilat Yadayim again when you go back to the seudah without a beracha. If a person in the middle of his seudah falls asleep for more than a half hour, then already when he wakes up, he has to make the Netilat Yadayim again without a beracha. If a person prays in between his seudah, so then the chatehila, if water is readily available, he should make the Netilat Yadayim again beli beracha. If there's no water readily available, he can rely on the lenient opinions. Now again, we're discussing over here where he's going back to his seudah to continue eating. And he's having, he's just put a break in the action. This is not Mayim Aharonim. Mayim Aharonim is a separate halakha, which you know you do right before Birkat HaMazon. This would be called Mayim Emsa'im. Again, the Ben Ish Chai is found in Parashat Kedoshim, Halachot Chaf to Chaf Gimal.